Chapter 30.
Desh stood just outside the Jedi Council Chamber. His muzzle was split with a huge grin, revealing sharp white teeth.
"You're late," he said. "As usual."
Ventress watched as Voss's eyes lit up, and he extended his hand to his friend. Desh moved as if to clap Voss's shoulder, then paused as he noticed the cloak and a glimpse of the bandaged flesh it hid. His ebullions faded, and he said,
"I'll save the welcome home roughhousing for later."
"I'd appreciate that," Voss said. He gave a tired smile.
How could none of them feel it? Ventress wondered.
Voss's eyes hadn't changed color, not once, but the dark side wrapped his soul as the cloak wrapped his body. Her heart broke every time she tried to second-guess herself and open to the Force. She hadn't lied to him. Voss, her Voss, was dead. Murdered by Dooku. And, Ventress had to acknowledge, by her. She'd thought she was strengthening Voss by lying to him about Tholme, but instead she had handed Dooku the perfect weapon. He also hadn't been ready for the sleeper. She'd pushed too hard, too fast. He had needed more time. Time to work with both the dark and the light, to understand the balancing point between the two, so that he could do what was needed and still stay himself. Perhaps it would have been better if they had died together, fighting the Count, never knowing what pain lay in store.
"Ventress,"
Skywalker said, in a tone of voice that indicated it wasn't the first time he'd spoken her name. Ventress snapped out of her bleak reverie and followed them into the council chamber. The wary looks cast in her direction did not escape her notice, nor did the fact that every Jedi present, with the exception of Voss and Yoda, had a hand on his or her lightsaber.
"Master Krennen Voss,"
Yoda said, his voice warm with affection.
"Happy you are back, we are."
"Thank you, Master Yoda. It's good to be back."
"A difficult time you have had. Yet strong you have stayed."
"Most would have broken under Dooku's tutoring," Mace Windu said. "Master Kenobi and Jedi Skywalker have assured us that is not the case."
Ventress bit her lip hard. She tried to warn them. If she protested now, they wouldn't believe her. She could only hope that Voss would give himself away at some point. It was not her job to save the Jedi from their own blindness.
"Asajj Ventress,"
Yoda said. She looked up, meeting his eyes evenly.
"Return something that was lost, you have. Grateful we are."
"To show our appreciation for your aid in the rescue of Master Quinlan Voss," Windu said stiffly. "The Council honors its promise to grant you an official pardon for all of your past misdeeds. From this moment forward, consider yourself an unmarked woman."
Ventress felt Voss's gaze on her. She refused to look at him. She shrugged, uncomfortable for about 1,000 reasons with the words Windu spoke.
"Thank you for your generosity,"
she managed. Her voice sounded strangled to her own ears, and by their expressions to theirs as well. She didn't care. She just wanted to be out of this room, away from the monster that wore a lover's face.
"May the Force be with you,"
Yoda said. Ventress bowed perfunctorily, turned on her heel, and headed out, away from the council chamber, away from the Jedi, and away from Voss. As she passed Desh, he asked,
"Hey, are you all right?"
Ventress paused.
"No," she said, "and neither is he."
Desh looked at her confused. Ventress continued down the hall, struggling not to break into a run. She was no longer a criminal. She had no need to flee. She heard footsteps behind her and grimaced. She probably shouldn't have said anything to the Moran.
"Desh, I..."
Ventress said, turning, and the words died in her throat. It was Voss.
"Please,"
he said,
"let me talk to you."
Ventress turned away quickly, continuing to stride down the hallway.
Not interested, clearly. Just for a moment.
He hurried ahead of her, blocking her path. Pain at the movement rolled off him, but not the choking darkness she had sensed before. Ventress came to a stop, and her eyes searched his. There was no hint of ugly yellow or blood red in them, only the warm brown depths in which she had once lost herself. Against her better judgment, she nodded. He jerked his head in the direction of an alcove, and Ventress followed. Boss stared at her, apparently unable to find words now that she had agreed to listen to him.
Well?
She snapped.
I'm so sorry.
Ventress rolled her eyes.
Not this again.
She made to shove past him.
Hey,
he said, and grabbed her arm. Cold fury shot through her, and she whirled.
Take your hands off me.
Voss obeyed at once, holding both hands up in a placating gesture.
Please, I'm begging you. Just hear me out.
Ventress did not try to pass him again, but neither did she look at him. Voss took a deep breath, and she sensed him still struggling for the right words. It was important to him, but she did not know whether it was because he was truly sorry or because he was still trying to trick her. The thought knifed her.
I made the wrong decision. I should have just seized the chance to escape when you came for me. But I thought if I stayed, I could complete the mission. I never for a moment thought you'd really believe I'd turned. If I've lost you, it wasn't worth it. Nothing would be worth it. I can only hope you can find your way to forgiving me, as I forgave you when you lied to me.
She had, hadn't she? Deliberately and selfishly. Ventress knew in her heart that she could tell herself all she liked that she'd done it for the mission, but that too would be a lie.
Asajj, everything we had was real. It still is. My feelings for you haven't changed.
Despite herself, Ventress's heart leapt. Now she did permit herself to look at him. It was true. She could feel it in the Force. Had she been mistaken? Then her gaze fell on the brown cloak Obi-Wan Kenobi had placed around Voss's shoulders. She had watched the Jedi Council welcome him back. He had said nothing to them about his feelings for her. So in the end, even if it were true, it meant nothing. Ventress reached out and fingered the coarse brown fabric.
But that is not the Jedi way, is it? You've chosen your path.
She could feel his eyes as she walked away. Tears filled her own, but she didn't look back. Anakin was able to leave the temple and sneak into Padme's apartment at something resembling a reasonable hour. Voss's arrival had thrown everyone into a state, and Anakin was glad of the reprieve. He marched into the living room, where Padme was preparing a light supper for herself, and swept his petite wife into his arms for a long, passionate kiss.
Anakin!
Her eyes sparkled with pleasure as he gently placed her down. He grinned. His name, when spoken by her lips, was the sweetest music in the galaxy.
Were you expecting someone else?
He teased. Padme punched his chest playfully.
I was expecting my husband, but not so early. I'm glad.
He poured them both a glass of wine, and they sat on the couch while Anakin filled her in on what had happened with Voss. He took creative license with the part about Voss being sent to assassinate Dooku. He was pretty sure a senator would not approve of such an action, and so modified assassinate to capture. Chancellor Palpatine had not been informed either. The mission was deemed to be Jedi business. Anakin wasn't sure that was the right call. It felt wrong to him for the Jedi Order to keep secrets from the Chancellor, but the decision, like so many others, was out of his hands. Padme had met Voss on occasion, but she was not as familiar with him as she was with some of the other Jedi, so the whole story was new to her. She listened raptly, her brown eyes wide. And when he had finished, she sighed sadly.
What do you think about all this?
It's a mess, Anakin said, shaking his head.
I was against the idea of Ventress being involved at all, but nobody asked my opinion.
But you said neither you nor Obi-Wan sensed that he had gone dark. Why do you think Ventress did?
It's pretty clear she seduced him, Anakin said. She's kind of like that.
And how would you know?
Padme tried to look serious, but couldn't quite hide a smile. Anakin loved that expression of playfulness, so rarely on his serious wife's face. He brushed back a lock of her brown hair.
Rumor has it, he said, unable to resist adding. You should see how she flirts with Obi-Wan when they're swinging lightsabers at each other.
His humor faded.
If Voss did go to the dark side, I'm pretty sure it's her fault. She as much as admitted that she wanted him to be stronger, but he couldn't handle it. Voss should never have gotten involved with her.
You said Ventress seemed genuinely upset.
She was. First time I've seen a real emotion out of her that didn't involve removing someone's body parts. But it doesn't matter. A Jedi isn't supposed to...
Anakin's flow of words slowed as he realized how hypocritical he sounded. Padme was watching him with a slightly wry smile, but her eyes were kind.
We're different, he said. We're in love.
Padme ran a small hand along his cheek.
Yes, we are,
she said.
And maybe they are too.
Ventress isn't capable of anything as selfless as love, Anakin scoffed. And Voss couldn't possibly have cared about a murderess like her. Besides, she's the one who took him to the dark side in the first place.
Padme shrugged.
Stranger things have happened, she said. And maybe, if she loves him, she's his way back from it.
Anakin found he had no response to that.